Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. You guys, I am literally thrilled to be here this week, to be working with you Monday through Friday, same day, same time, 11:30 Central, 9:30 Pacific. I will make sure that we keep these videos up through the weekend. So in case you fall behind, which I don't recommend, but in case life happens, we're going to be here keeping these videos up for you throughout the weekend, all right? So let me know who's on, who's here, where you're from, you guys. I'm so, so excited. Maria says, I'm sorry that happened, but I kind of love it because it still happens to you. Okay, you guys, yes, I'm so normal. Every time, if you watched me last week, I was at the Powerhouse Retreat. I was recording a video for my videographer. They showed a clip where I was okay. But if you would have seen how many times it took me to say my name and who I was, oh, it was crazy. So yes, that stuff happens to me too. Makes me human, I guess, right? Okay, so let's do this. We are going to jump in. I'm going to give a tiny bit of housekeeping before we actually dive right in, all right? So I've got it recording for the podcast too. We'll keep it up in the podcast just for this week in case you've got to catch up over there. But I want you to welcome. My name is Stacey Tuschel. If you are brand spanking new to me, I'll introduce myself a little bit. But honestly, the biggest thing is, you guys, we are working on getting you more customers through the door. Whether that is a physical door or a virtual door, it doesn't matter. Business is business, right? And that's what we're going to be talking about this week. So if you own a small business and you are looking for leads, you're in the right place. If you are getting leads, but you're having trouble converting them, or you're just not getting the response you were hoping for. Maybe you already run Facebook ads, but you're like, are these actually working? Could they be working better? Any of that stuff, you guys. I really, really want you to understand you're in the right place. We're going to take care of you. We've got a different topic every single day this week. Now, obviously, I mess up. Clearly, if you just miss the first 5 seconds, you're going to be like, I saw her ceiling. good thing I'm not in my basement anymore that is unfinished, and you'd been like, okay, what is going on? So I want you to understand, in the last 17 years of being an entrepreneur, trust me when I say I've made my fair share of mistakes, but I also want you to understand that, yes, there was a time I was a solo entrepreneur doing all the things, all the positions, not really knowing what I was doing, but just trying to do a little bit of everything. And then there's times where I'm hiring the wrong people, keeping them on for way too long, and then finally firing them and just feeling like a big hot mess, right? But I will tell you that as you start to do and experiment, you will learn, right? You will start to you'll start to gain that experience, gain that confidence, and things will get better. So what I will tell you is, as somebody who's been in business now almost 2 decades, I'm very big on building my dream team. A lot of my team members are on this call right now. They're here if you need anything. They might have been messaging you or welcoming you to the group already. So I just want you to really understand that I'm a big systems person. I want you to help you put systems in place so that you can actually live your life and not be like glued or tied to your business. I want you to take vacations. I want you to be home for dinner and home on the weekends and all of that. And even though I'm going to give you a million strategies to do this week, I really want you to understand that there is going to be a balance with this, okay? So thank you guys for jumping on. I'm so excited. We have over 112 people on right now live, which is very exciting. I really want you to ask away, ask me questions. My team is going to be actively picking out questions from the chat. Clearly, I will not be able to answer everybody's, but what we're going to do is this following Monday, and really probably every live, I might pull some questions to then answer for you guys as well. So please ask away. We are here to help, okay? Really quickly, we are going to dive in this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day, 11:30 right here. Somebody asked for the workbook. My team will put the link in the chat, but you can go to stacytuschel.com/workshop. We'll send you that workbook right to your email, okay? So the biggest thing I want you to know too is we're teaching this framework called the foot traffic formula. It is what I do to get people in my dance studios. I have two performing arts academies in the Milwaukee area that I've owned the last 17 years. But I also use these same strategies in my online coaching and consulting business. So if you're like, will this work for me? You guys, it works for network marketers. It works for anybody that has a physical product, a digital product, program, service, whatever it is. If that is you, you are in the right place, okay? In the comments, tell me what you sell, or is it, you can even just say physical product, digital product, service, etc. I want to hear because I want to know what I could be teaching or how I could structure it for you to really understand how this will work for you specifically, okay? So I will be giving away a $25 Amazon gift card while we're here live. So make sure to be commenting. If I see your name popping in, I will make sure to call you out and you guys are going to walk away with that. I will also be doing another little gift that we're going to be sharing with you guys as we are posting on social media and really taking action on all of the work that we're doing, okay? So today we're talking about a social refresh. So making high impact changes to update your outdated social media strategy. I'm literally using the workbook, okay? So if you're like, what is she looking at? I'm looking at what hopefully you either have on your computer or in your hand. If you don't have it right now, pull out a notebook and pen, you guys. People have literally said my free stuff is better than some of the paid stuff that they've purchased. So if you don't have paper and pen out, please, please, please get that out right now, okay? So the first thing that we kind of are walking through is what I had said was our framework, the foot traffic formula. We are going to be talking every single day on one of the pillars. So the first one we're talking about today is traffic, driving more traffic to your business. The next day two will be touch, which is making that connection, grabbing names, emails, phone numbers, addresses, all of that. The next piece, day three, we're going to be talking about how to convert for transaction, right? Increasing those transactions. And day four is going to be all about tracking, really knowing your numbers so that you can truly understand what is working and do more of that. Find out what isn't working and scrap it, okay? So that is the foot traffic formula. When you're looking at that little triangle, basically it's one on each side and in the middle it says tracking, because I always tell people, tracking is the key that most businesses aren't doing, which is why my businesses can continue to soar past my competitors, because it's the piece that most business owners think they're too busy to do, right? So tracking is going to be huge, and that's on day four. Day five, because I like five-day challenges, and I'm like, I only have four pillars. Day five, I was like, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to think, how in the world am I going to do these 72 strategies that she just taught me? And day five is all about like finding help, getting somebody to help you with this marketing, with your social media. So I'm teaching you how to hire, train, and maximize your social media manager, even if you think you aren't ready to hire that person. If you already have that person, great. However, did you hire the right person? We're going to talk about how to know if you're maximizing him or her. And I really want you watching this and maybe have them watch it. If you have a social media manager, tell them they better show up on day five to really fully understand what they should be doing in your business, okay? All right, let's dive in. So small business owners typically focus on traffic, which is why it's number one. But I really, really want you to understand that traffic is great. Driving more traffic is amazing. But if you are not doing the rest of the formula, you are missing these people. They are literally coming right in and going right out. So I said, what happens is the drain is open. So picture a bathtub and there is water coming out of the faucet into the bathtub, okay? Most business owners are like, more water, turn it on faster, right? They want more, more, more. And they don't even realize that the bathtub drain is open. And you're working so hard, possibly paying for these leads, and they're leaving you out the drain because you're focused this way and you need to be focused on the whole aspect, right? We need more water coming in to fill it, but we also want to close that drain. We don't want to lose our people. We definitely don't want to get that cold or hot water turning cold, right? So that is a big one. So close the drain, all right? they can't fully get off the hamster wheel because the drain is open and they're just like more, more, more. So if you've ever been or currently feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, exhausted, because you're always like, how do I get more? How do I get more sales, more leads, more this? It's probably because you've been so fixated on number one, traffic, and you are not doing a good enough job in the other areas. Who does this sound or resonate with right now? Are you like, this is me. This is what I've been doing. Because as a business owner, not naturally, a lot of us aren't naturally marketers, I should say, right? We have started this business because we love the thing that we're doing, right? I started dancing, or I should say a dance studio, because I liked to dance. Not necessarily did I know much about business, but I was like, ooh, I should do this. And then I realized, wow, you can't just be good at dancing. You actually have to know how to run a business, right? And then I had to really start to dive into the business aspect of it. All right. So the four components to the foot traffic formula, traffic we're talking about today, touch, transaction, tracking. Okay. Remember, this is recorded. You can come back and catch it if you need to. If you're really good and really fast and you want to take notes and type it in the comments for other people, you go for it. So mistake number one is starting traffic without the three others fully in place. Again, I'm grabbing this from the workbook. Make sure you go download that if you haven't already. So starting traffic without the three others fully in place is like turning on the hot water, but leaving the drain open in that bathtub, and you're gonna jump in a little bit. How much water is really going to be there, right? We have to make sure all four are in place. So as much as in a minute, I'm gonna give you like seven or eight strategies to do, I want you to hold tight until Friday when you can really look at the big picture and ask yourself, am I ready to start pouring in hot water right now? Do I really have the drain closed? Can I really do this? Or am I gonna just start driving more people today and then tomorrow realize, oh wow, I didn't grab this or I didn't do that, okay? So in 2020, buyers are shopping on social media, right? Social media is no longer just this social place to build community, right? To find other like-minded people. We're literally buying on social media. I cannot tell you when I will say to somebody, oh, I like that shirt. And they'll say, thanks. I actually, like, it was on an Instagram ad, or I found this from an influencer, or fill in the blank, right? We are now prone, and it's starting to become the new normal, that we are now buying on social media. What does that mean for you? Well, we've got some pros and some cons. So here's what I want to share with you. These are some high impact changes to update your social media, okay? First, number one, someone needs to own social media on your team, okay? You should not be the social media manager in your business. How many of you are social media managers in your business right now? Like, meaning there is nobody but you working on the social media in your business. Put a one or a yes in the comments below if that's you. Put a two or a no if you have somebody else doing it, okay? Oh, April, my team, reach out to my team, or my team can reach out to you. We'll make sure to get you the workbook. No worries. Okay. Lots of me's coming in. I do it all. Rosemary says yes. And that's the thing, you guys. There are so many things that you should be or could be doing as the CEO of your business, but you can't step into the CEO role when you are all the things, right? Like, some of you are the janitor in your building, right? Some of you are the person that changes the toilet paper rolls, right? I used to have to do that too. I need you to start to understand that there are some things you have to get off your plate to really, truly grow your business. Can you be successful as a solo entrepreneur? 100%. You can. Can you have true success where you can turn off your brain for a little bit, go on vacation, take a 6-week or a 12-week maternity leave, take off all summer? No way. There's no way you can do that as a solo entrepreneur, right? So I need you to start believing that we've got to get somebody else to own social media. Now you might be thinking, but Stacey, I don't have money to do that. You guys, two years ago, we went to hire a social media manager for this business, and the amount of people that reached out that said, I will do this for free. I just want something to put on my resume, like college kids, right? I'm just looking for a resume builder. I'm looking for something to get started in this area. This is my dream job. I will do this for free. It was crazy, you guys. Now, we didn't take somebody for free, but my point is, people were saying free, minimum wage, $10 an hour. Like, I'll take anything. There are so many people that will help you. We just hired somebody for our studio, we were having so much trouble getting our dance teachers to take photos of the kids. Why? Because they're like, I'm busy teaching. I am not able to take a photo while I'm teaching. Like, this isn't work. I'm like, what do we need to do? I'm like, well, who's good at social media and who's already there? I'm like, I bet I have a high school kid who's in that building that will take photos for me. We just hired a high school kid to do this, okay? And she's doing better than we are because we weren't doing it. We were taking too long, okay? So I really want you to understand, if you hired somebody right now for $10 an hour, 5 hours a week, that's $200 a month, you guys. Trust me, you can make way more than $200 a month if you got out of being in your business and started working on your business. If I had to end the video right now and just leave you, this could already be worth your time. If you can fully take this in, who's with me? Okay. Yes. You guys, these teens, I was teaching her social media and I swear she looked at me like, I should be teaching you social media. I'm like, okay. So do you know this thing called TikTok? She's like, yeah. Yeah, I posted a video this morning. Okay, great. Let's keep moving on, right? Like, there's not much training involved. Now, I don't just let her take over and go do her thing. There's processes. We're going to talk about that on Friday. Trust me, she's not posting anything to my Instagram account or anything to any of my things until, on my platforms, until we discuss what we're doing on Friday, okay? All right, good. So that was number one. Number two, you guys, influencer marketing. Influencers, you guys, it's a buzzword. What it means is they have people following them. Whether it is their 200 friends, right? That they don't have a business, they don't have anything, they're just a regular person on Instagram and they have 200 people engaging with them, or they have 20,000 people engaging with them. There are big names in your market, in your industry, talking to people that are your ideal clients. And we need to be figuring out, how do we utilize their platforms, right? As much as we're utilizing our own, okay? How do I pull in people in my space that will happily share me out, whether I do a free swap of some sort or I pay them to share me out? I am getting requests daily to get paid, like people paying me for me to post something on my social media. It is becoming the new norm, okay? You're not going to say yes to everybody and you're not going to pay anybody to do it. You're going to find the right fit and a good fit for you, okay? Influencer marketing is just somebody that can help share out what it is you're doing that would love to do it for free because there's a swap involved of some sort, or you can pay them to do that, all right? I really, really want you to think about who is somebody that you could be talking to. We've got a next page that's going to like help you do a workbook in a second, and I'm going to come back to that one, okay? Because it's a little bit of a big task. Okay, next one, repurpose. Stop working so hard on coming up with fresh content, fresh photos every single day, you guys. You can repurpose what worked and what doesn't, okay? Not what doesn't. You're scrapping what doesn't, you're tweaking what doesn't, and you just keep doing more of what is actually working, all right? So if you are posting something once and you have lost the copy, the content, and maybe you have the picture saved somewhere, but the copy is gone. Once it's gone, once it's used, it's gone. No. Anything that I ever say or do or post is saved somewhere that I can grab it again for the future. Your goal is to come up with 90 days of fresh content to get started. And then eventually, you guys, you can build up to 6 months and eventually a year. A year marketing calendar is honestly more than you ever need to do. Because every February, you can talk about the same thing. And it's totally fine. No one will remember. And if they do, they'll love the reminder, okay? Your goal is to come up with a 12-month marketing calendar, but just get started with 90 days, okay? I'm throwing a million things at you, but I really want your brain to start thinking outside of the box, what you can do. And by the end of day 5, we are gonna figure out what is the number one thing you need to do to move forward. This is why I'm saying, do not go take action right the second today. You will miss out on what is happening tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow you're gonna be like, oh shoot, she told me not to. You're gonna be like me, I'm super impatient and I'll move very quickly. And you're gonna do something anyway today. And then tomorrow you're gonna go, great, I just wasted that opportunity because I didn't do day 2 right, okay? Yes. Yes, 90 days first. Don't start with a year. That's our end goal, okay? Next, number 4. I got one more after number 4. So 4 and 5. Number 4, you are going to grab more information than you have been grabbing in the past, if you've been grabbing anything, okay? You are not just posting on social media to post on social media. Your goal is to get phone numbers, addresses, like physical addresses, and phone numbers for text marketing or phone marketing, voicemail marketing, all of that stuff, you guys. Grab information, okay? I want you to start sending them to other places than just email. Email is not dead, but it is definitely not as effective as it was 10 years ago, just like Facebook isn't as effective as it was 5 years ago, right? So I need you to start to make sure we are grabbing insurance by grabbing different areas, different sources, right, for us to reach out. Wendy, if you need the workbook, just message somebody on my team. Claire can help you. Cara's here. Anybody can help you get that workbook, okay? All right, so that is the next one. And then number five, this is a big one, and we're going to talk about this more in one of our days, I think on Transaction Day. Customer service and sales should be happening in your DMs, okay? I'm going to go so much deeper on day three, which is transaction. But what I want you to understand is when DMs started to be a thing, or private messages, direct messages, I used to think, oh no, they're not messaging me here. Go to my email, go to my phone number, go to my website. This is my private account, right? You guys, social media as a business owner is never private. It just isn't. And if you have a private account, you should make it so private that people can't find it. Because if they think they're reaching out to you, right? And if they're reaching out to you, if they're contacting you, they're like, she's giving me horrible customer service, right? I need you to understand that, like I said, social is like social selling, like social media is a place now for sales. If you are not having good customer service with quick response time and sales happening in your DMs, you are missing out in 2020, okay? Now remember, most small business owners are focusing on traffic and they forget to set up the other three pieces that we are going to touch base on over the next 4 days, okay? So bear with me. Now, this next piece, right now, if you don't have the workbook, don't worry, we'll get it. But this is what I'm going on to today. You'll want to grab this. Just message my team. You can email info@stacytuschel.com. They'll verify you're actually signed up for the workshop and then they'll send it over to you. So please make sure to do that. But here's what I want you to do today, you guys. This is a workshop where you do work. This is not come watch my videos and hang out with me and waste 30 minutes of your time every day. No, no, no. You're going to do work. And what I really like when I'm done with a conference or a podcast is just having like a few simple takeaways, right? So I want you to save each one of these every day this week. So by the end of the challenge, when you're overwhelmed, you'll be less overwhelmed because you will have created an action plan. All right. So here is what I want you to do. I want you to write down your biggest takeaway from today. Something you heard, maybe it's one of those 1 to 5 things. Maybe it's something completely different. Your biggest takeaway, just to remind yourself and write it down, okay? If you can't print this, that's fine. I'm a big believer in writing it down and what it does for your brain and retention and really as you move forward and take action, okay? I want you to also write your number one social platform is currently what, okay? So maybe yours right now is Facebook, okay? I want you just to be honest with yourself and write down what is your number one social platform. Then I want you to write down what is a new platform you would like to get on, all right? So maybe you keep hearing about LinkedIn or TikTok or something. I want you to write down that is my next step. I want to go there, okay? Then what I did was, because I really want this to be actionable for you, is write down one action item to do in the next 7 days, meaning like challenge is over. What would I take away from this today, right? If all goes as well and I hear day 1 through day 5, what is the first thing that I want to accomplish in 7 days? Maybe it's going to be that influencer marketing. Maybe you're going to reach out to 5 or 10 people and go, would you share this product for, it's got to be a win-win, right? So you're either going to give them a win somehow or you're going to pay them to do it and do a paid promotion. Then the next one can be bigger. What would you take away in the next 90 days, right? Or do in the next 90 days? Maybe this is get an influencer marketing plan in place so every week somebody is reaching out and being consistent and we're getting shouted out on 5 platforms a month, something like that, right? It's not like you're going to do it this weekend, but you're going to work on this over the next 90 days, okay? So what I want you to do, and I made this super easy for you, is take a picture of this completed shout me out, tag me on social media at Stacey Tuschel. I'm going to be pulling some of these out this week too to talk through or work through if I see something that I'm like, ooh, I'm not sure if this is a great place to start. Okay. I'm going to give you some coaching on it, but I'm also going to make sure that somebody wins. Can you see my prize wheel? I'm very nervous to move this, but I have my prize wheel. And somebody is going to win something every single day from that prize wheel, even if you don't show up live. If I see this on social media, you're going to get something whether or not you're here live, okay? So that's what I want you to do. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be pulling a winner from that. I have a couple questions or a couple minutes. If there's any questions, please feel free to shoot it to me right now, and then I'm going to pick a winner for today's $25 gift card, okay? Now, I could keep talking for 30 minutes, but I also want to stay short and concise. Like I promised, because I know you're busy. What I want you to do today is just take it in, allow yourself to be overwhelmed, go back and listen to those five things that I said. If you're like, which one do I need? Do I need to hire an intern? Do I need to hire a high school kid? Do I need to find somebody who's a stay-at-home mom that could work 10 hours a week, that could get started at $10 an hour, figure it out, right? Whatever it is, you guys, I really want you to be thinking about what is something I would do. Now, when I'm looking at my action plan, I might be thinking 90-day goal, hire a social media manager. My 7-day goal might be just going write down what she would do or what I would start to outsource, okay? Oh, I love it. Shelly says IGTV is my next step. Yes, we actually just recorded a bunch of videos to start to produce 2 IGTVs a week over there. I'm really excited about that. What's the best way to capture their info? That, Diane, is all we're talking about tomorrow. So bear with me. Tomorrow is literally what we call touch, which is how we're grabbing that information. So if you're like, how do I get an email, a phone number, you know, ways to text them or their snail mail address? That is tomorrow, all about stopping the leaks in your business and making sure that the drain is closed, right? We're actually grabbing the water that's coming in that bathtub. Okay. I'm not completely understanding social influencer. Okay, no worries. So Anne, what I want you to understand is, let's say this. Let's use my dance studio, because I feel like online business, sometimes you can see it differently, and I wanna show a different kind of business. So in my dance studio, I serve children, right? I am talking to children, but I'm also talking to moms. So an influencer could be like a local mommy blogger, or we have this person that's like MilwaukeeMoms.com or something like that. I could reach out to her and say, could I pay to be on your platform? You shout me out. Or could I talk about your website if you talk about my website and we swap for free, right? Like you send an email out to your people and I'll do the same for you. We have this, we're talking to moms. Perfect fit, win-win, complimentary. Could be a mommy blogger, could be a high school kid. It could be I could say to the high schoolers, you guys do a TikTok and we do a contest of some sort and they're making sure that they mention our APA Academy, right? Something where all of a sudden these people are shouting me out on their platforms, right? Organically, and their people are my people. So it's going to work well. All right. Yes. How do you gain more social influencers without seeming like an overwhelming salesperson? So Tammy, the biggest thing is I keep saying the word win-win. If you don't have, like, don't message somebody and be like, hey, would you shout me out? Why would anybody shout you out for nothing? Like why would we ever do that, right? When we're running businesses, we're busy. So there has to be a win in it for the other person, and it has to be good enough and valuable enough that it will make sense. Like if somebody messaged me and said, hey, would you do a 15-second Instagram story for $100? First of all, it has to be a fit. I can't just say to my audience, oh, go buy this thing. If I don't believe in it, if I don't really like it, if I don't value it, half the time I'm saying things like, I love this. I actually am not an affiliate, but you know, go check it out, right? It has to be a win and it has to be authentic. The next thing is $100 worth it? If it takes me 15 seconds to record the Instagram story and there's very little communication back and forth with this person, it might make sense. I'll make $100 in 15 seconds. If you're gonna nitpick my video and make me re-record it 14 times and it's still not good enough and I've been working on it for a week for $100, not worth it, right? Do you get what I'm saying, you guys? So I know sometimes people are like, ooh, $50, $100. How much time is it taking you? And what's their reach? Like, is it worth it? Okay. Okay. This is my last question I think I'm going to take. How important, oh, and then remind me, winner contest, we have to give a $25 gift card away to Amazon. How important for your website to be complete? I do believe a website is still something you need in 2020. However, I do think, I don't think it has to be complete for you to be making money. I know that to be true because I have many clients who build a funnel inside of Foot Traffic Formula who don't even have a website but are still converting through funnels, okay? We'll be talking about sales funnels this whole week. That is what Foot Traffic Formula is. It is a funnel getting more and more people in your door, okay? So, with that said, do you have to have a website complete? No, but I do think you should be actively working on building out your website because if you leave my funnel and you're like, where was that girl? Oh yeah, what do? You Google Stacy Tuschel. My website's going to pop up, right? You do want something to pop up if they Google. Candace, you are so welcome. All right, who wants to win a $25 gift card to Amazon? Say me in the chat. Kara, as soon as I announce the winner, can you please DM them and tell them how they can email you to get that gift card, okay? All right, who wants to get it? Say me in the chat. I'm going to give like 30 seconds because of the delay, and then I'm going to announce a winner. All right, couple things while I'm getting some me's going on here. Reminder, tomorrow, 11:30 Central, back here, same time, same place, you and me talking about when you're driving traffic, how do we gather information? What do we use? Some tips on that so you stop the leaks and really cast a net with qualified leads. People, they botch this so bad, you guys. Even in my coaching program, as I'm coaching, they still do it wrong and we're coached back and we'll say, hey, see what we're saying here? And all of a sudden it's like, mind is blown. We're going to do that tomorrow. And I'm going to use a live example from one of my clients who thought she was providing the right lead magnet and it just wasn't working for her as well. All right. So I really, really want you to see that. That's tomorrow. If you tag me at Stacy Tuschel, you may also win a chance to spin our prize wheel over here, if you can see it, tomorrow as well. So you don't have to show up live to win that. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to scroll and stop on somebody. All right, Marissa Ann Eberling, congratulations. I am choosing you to win the $25 Amazon gift card. You can reach out. Kara's going to DM you right now and tell you how to get your information to get that, all right? All right, perfect, you guys. You guys have been so great. Thank you so much for joining on day one. Here's the thing. Don't get excited about day one and not come back for day two, all right? Please make sure that you did not just waste 30 minutes of your time. If you aren't going to take action, if you aren't going to do the workbook, if you aren't going to move your business forward, implementation this week is key. If you aren't getting the results you want in your business, you need to change your behavior. If your behavior is you sign up for like challenges and free stuff all the time, but you never do, you're going to get the same result you did last time. Okay. I want you to tell me, Stacy, I made money this week. This is crazy. I can't believe I did this free workshop and I walked away with more leads, more sales, all the good stuff. If you want that, show up tomorrow and each and every day, block your calendar. Next Monday, I'm going to come back at 11:30 and I'm going to strictly do a Q&A. So any question you maybe email or DM my team or you're posting in the comments below, you guys, I want to make sure that I have I'm going to probably reserve an hour on Monday to just answer your questions. So stick with me. Let's make this happen this week and let's get to work, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much. You've been so great. I'm so, so excited that we are kicking off this week. It's going to be a phenomenal week. All right, guys, see you soon. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. If you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.